Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about telling you that Sam Norwood's back. Sam Norwood is in the building, so to speak. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. And as you know, every month the Tatum does a survey of business conditions where they poll hundreds of business managers, people who are out there running businesses, CFOs primarily running businesses, and finding out what they say is going on in the marketplace. What are they seeing? What have they just experienced? And what are they seeing in the near future? And they report that back to Sam, and he joins us once a month to give us that report. And we're very grateful for his dedication to all the things that we do and to providing us with this information. Sam, welcome back, and thanks a lot.
Hey, great to be back this month again.
It's good to have you back. I'm going to have to fuss at you just a little bit, Sam, because we got some green here, but we got some others here that are not so green, and so. Let's talk about this a little bit. I know you can't do anything about it, but next month I want you to work just a little bit harder to get us more green.
Well, we naturally have to call it like it is, and if you ever notice in nature, nothing follows a straight line.
Right.
It's sort of on the side. You'll never know, in camouflage clothing. You'll never see a straight line, and the same happens in. Business activity, even in a day, in a retail business during the day, there come crowds, and then there's a slack time,
right.
And crowds,
right.
And slack time. And what we had, I think, in December is a little bit of a slowing down in the upward movement in this in the extension of this recovery. Still, we're recovering, but at a slower rate in December, but an accelerated outlook. For January and February.
Is it safe to say, Sam, that you don't have a high number of folks reporting from retail?
We don't have a high number from retail.
So that might explain the fact that your 30-day, your December numbers were sort of sideways. They weren't up or down, they were just kind of holding their own.
If we'd had stronger representation from retail, then December would have been stronger. But our retail representation is around 4%, 5% of our total input, and that's somewhat less than would be representative in the total the business economy.
Right.
So,
and
we're naturally December is a strong month for retailers.
Right. And it's interesting, though, also that a lot of times businesses will, you would have thought that businesses might have done a lot more business in December, putting things in service to take advantage of the current tax rates, worrying about the next tax rate. But it sounds like maybe people thought they were going to get the tax bill passed where the rates would not go up in January.
Well, you know, that's the outlook on the tax situation has wavered back and forth and back and forth. When it comes to our capital expenditure commitments, those are commitments that are not necessarily representative of the current activity,
right.
But are commitments for future implementation. And you can see from our capital expenditure commitments that it was flat in December,
right.
But the outlook is down somewhat.
Yeah,
actually.
And I want to get into that some more a little bit later on. But let's mm-hmm. stick on the overall business conditions. Why do you think your guys think that the next 60 days are looking upward?
Well, they have strong backlogs, and the feeling is that maybe it's just optimism about the beginning of a new year. But I think it's based on backlogs that they see for customers who are actually sending in orders support that's the most tangible support
right.
of near-term expectations, and those were up very strongly.
Do you think that there's any element of this positive future forecast, any of that is the change in the political climate?
Well, we don't know how to measure it. Certainly, I think the political climate is now more favorable than it was 2 months ago. And so it has to be favorable. And the fact that things are settling in on what's going to happen with tax, that helps in confidence to some degree. And the mere fact that the recovery has been going on with fits and starts and slow,
right.
but it's been going on long enough that with the extension of time, people become more confident. In
right.
it.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. We're going to talk about those some of those other elements, getting into the details right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.